You're listening to BCFM. My name's DJ Spungold, and today it's all about the legend, the one and only John Peel. All day long, we're going to be bringing you his favourite tracks, soundbite clips, interviews with people, and what better way to kick the day off than to start with his all-time favourite track? It's called Teenage Kicks by The Undertones.
Radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in Bristol a voice.
Hi, my name's DJ Spungold and today's all about John Peel. John Peel quoted, "Isn't that the most wonderful record you have ever heard?" In fact, John Peel liked it so much that he actually paid for the Undertones to go to a Belfast studio and record that track. And he said that he didn't do it for credibility, he didn't do it for cool, he didn't do it for the record labels or the music industry, he did it for everyday people trying to get their music heard, just like the Undertones. And in fact, just because of John Peel's backing, the Undertones actually really successfully made it, and Peter Powell played it on daytime radio, and when he did so, John Peel actually burst into tears. And I think that's such a sweet thing. It means this guy really, really genuinely cared about his music. You know, he's not in the music industry just to make money like some people supposedly are, but he genuinely just had a passion for music. I mean, if you look for his book, which is titled Margrave of the Marshes, there's a photograph in there of him with his record collection, and it's huge. And basically, I would have really, really liked to have gone to his house, but unfortunately, he was a Liverpool fan, and this next track is called You'll Never Walk Alone, and I'll tell you a bit more afterwards about him being a Liverpool fan and me being an Arsenal fan.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky, sweet silver sound of love. Walk on.
This is BCFM 93.2. My name's DJ Spungold, and today's the first show in many all about the legend John Peel. John was a Liverpool fan, and he supported them. Please forgive me for reading here, but just like John Peel, I am absolutely classic for making mistakes. He was classic for playing records at speeds that were wrong, listening to tunes when they were still skipping and jumping, and in my career as a radio DJ, I've made some quite colossal mistakes. So I want to make sure that I get this right for you today. So I'm going to read this. John supported Liverpool since 1950 Cup Final, in which they lost 2-0 to Arsenal, the team which I support. Because of this, he let no Arsenal supporters into his house until the mid-90s, when he let his two friends, Robert Wyatt and Alfie, in. In his book, from which this extract is taken, The Margrave of the Marshes, he was still not convinced that he'd done the right thing in reversing his policy. So if I'd been alive today and I'd been so fortunate as to be in John Peel's house looking through his amazing record collection, upon discovering that I am an Arsenal fan, he may well have been saying to me the title of this next track. Okay, that's enough of that one. That track was obviously called Get Out of My House, and it was by a band called You've Got Fetus on Your Breath. Basically, sometimes John Peel would pick his tracks simply because of the name, because he liked the name so much. And that's when you find some wonderful, different sort of type of music like that coming through on some of his shows. This next track is from a band that are a lot more well-known, and it's taken from some of the John Peel sessions, which he famously did. It's by Pulp.
We're going to attempt to play a cover version, which we're not very good at usually, but I seem to remember when I used to listen to this, to John Peel's programme as a child, soon to become a man, that he really likes this song. I hope he does. I hope he likes his version of it. Rich, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're listening to BCFM 93.2 FM. That track was taken from the John Peel sessions, and it was Pulp playing the theme from Peter Gunn. And this next track is called The Chain, and it's by Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac is another famous band who John Peel really, really liked, and this track is one of my personal favourites because it's got the Grand Prix tune in it. So I hope you like it too. Some records just absolutely deserve to be played right until the end. That was The Chain by Fleetwood Mac, and it is just possibly one of the most, greatest guitar things, what do you call it, a rift? Greatest guitar pieces that I've ever heard in a tune. I absolutely love to rock out to that tune. I hope you are rocking out as well at home. My name's DJ Spungold, and today it's all about John Peel. This next track is by The Animals, and it's called We've Got to Get Out of This Place.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my daddy in bed and crying. Watch his hand been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away. Oh, yes, I know. He's been working so hard. One thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due, know it. Watch my daddy in bed and die, watch his hair been a turning gray, yeah. He's been working and slaving his life away, I know he's been working so hard, yeah. I've been working too, baby.
You're listening to BCFM, my name's DJ Spungold, and today it's all about the legend John Peel and all the tracks that he liked. So this next track is called Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
You know it too.
Give me time to realize my crime. Have danced in
This is BCFM, and today we're John Peel. This is BCFM, and today this is BCFM, and today it's all about John Peel. This is BCFM, and today it's all about John Peel.
Thank you. My name's DJ Spungold, and next we have a little interview for you.
To BCFM. Thanks for being part of John Peel Day. People remember John for the music that he introduced them to. So when did you discover the great man for yourself?
I suppose it would be kind of post-punk, so we're talking 1978, 79. The BBC famously seemed to miss out on the entire punk movement and was desperately trying to sort of catch up, but Peel was sort of on it from the word go. But really, yeah, about 1978, 79, with all the kind of interesting bands like the Gang of Four coming together and people like that.
What was it you liked about the show particularly?
Obviously the fact that he was discovering talent that you'd never even heard or if you'd heard of, no one else was playing them. And also for his complete irreverence and wit. He was always very witty. It was rare that you would listen to an entire John Peel show without laughing aloud or just smirking quietly to yourself at some point. And he just had a presentation style that was unlike anyone else, really.
Which songs or bands did you discover through listening to him?
I would say there's one band in particular that sticks out, B-Movie. I can't even remember where they're from. I think they're, is it Sheffield or Leeds or somewhere like that? Someone will probably know. And they had a song called Remembrance Day.
All those many years ago, hailstones are real firm favourite. And also, there was a band called the Comsat Angels, again, who were from Yorkshire, I think. They were kind of slightly off the radar, and he had them, and he had them early on, and that was always the case with Peel. You discover someone, and you realise he'd been onto them for a year or 2 years already, you know, and that was a delight in listening to his shows, really. You knew what you were getting was good.
And your previous band, Neil, Natural Scientists, did one of the famous Peel sessions.
It was October 1981. We naively thought that we were going to be meeting him, which we never did. We drove down to Maida Vale, the Maida Vale Studios in North London. My main memory of it is we came down and we spent the first half hour all talking at the producer at once, telling him what we wanted, and he just listened very patiently and then went off and ignored everything we'd said and just came up with a great sound, really, which we ended up releasing three of the tracks on the debut album. So it was nice of Peel to recognise that we had something that he thought was interesting, I think.
And that session led some years later to a mini world tour, I guess, supporting two very well-known bands.
Well, it did. We played with a band called Bauhaus in Japan, and we ended up playing in a club in Japan after we finished that, and then we went on to the States and supported the Bangles for a few dates. That was kind of interesting. They were very good. They rose pretty quickly, and we didn't really follow in their footsteps. It was nice to meet them.
Yes, I guess what you're saying there is that Peel supported bands that made it and bands that didn't. Do you think that unpredictability, and I'm thinking perhaps of bands like The Fall here, who Peel delighted in having in for so many sessions precisely because he never knew what he was going to get from them, do you think that unpredictability is what attracted Peel to them?
I think so. I think the interesting thing about him was that, obviously a lot of the bands that he recorded over the years went on to do great things, but a lot of them clearly didn't, and I think the interesting thing was that he created a platform for people who were just doing interesting, off-the-wall, creative projects. And he gave them a space to enable them to do that. And they just had something unique and interesting to say, and I think that's the beauty of him.
And if John was still with us, which bands do you think he'd be celebrating now and inviting in for sessions?
I've got to say, I've got no idea what John Peel would be playing now. I'd be pretty sure that they would be fairly left of centre. You wouldn't be finding them in the iTunes charts or any similar area. And I think he'd be completely true to himself. I think the danger with Peel is the fact that there's obviously now he's died. There's a danger of canonising the man. And I think, you know, he did have his faults, and he could be a bit of an old curmudgeon. I mean, one of my favourite tales is when him and Andy Kershaw drove 300 miles out of their way to watch Simon Bates in Panto so they could heckle him. And I just love that. I just love that notion. And that's exactly what they did. And Bates came on dressed as Widow Twanky or whatever it was he was doing, and they just started shouting at him. I know that he was difficult to work for, and I suspect that if he was around now, people might have even taken against him. There might have even been a bit of a backlash, because I suspect he was doing more Radio 4 shows. But I'm pretty sure he'd still be searching out innovative and interesting and unique music.
People, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, or the times they are a-changing. Critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging, We'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. Our mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changing. The curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
That was The Times They Are A-Changing by Bob Dylan. My name's DJ Spun Gold. You're listening to BCFM 93.2 FM, and today it's all about John Peel. Bob Dylan was one of John Peel's favourites, and he used to sing them often at Christmas whilst very, very drunk out of his head, which it says in his book, Margrave of the Marshes, partly written by John Peel and partly written by his wife Sheila, as he died whilst halfway through writing the book. John Peel was brilliant, and he was loved by many, many people. And one thing with music is, yeah, it is always changing, but John always moved with the movement, and he carried on listening to new music and bringing us all the new bands that were out there, and carrying on surprising us with different people and songs that we'd never heard of before. And I think that that's a legacy of his that should carry on going. And stations like this are really good for bringing you new tracks that you've never heard before. We're a community station, and all the DJs on here have a very wide taste in music. And we spend our lives just out there, just searching through lots of different music for your listening pleasure. So I really hope that you enjoyed today's show and everything that we have to bring you, and all the memories that we have for you about John Peel. Today it will be going on all day long, so you know, whatever you're doing, make sure you stay tuned and locked in right here on BCFM 93.2.
I can't even throw it away. Fill recedes from my soul with only a moment to pray before the flood of the future gives me the shakes. Welcome to my nightmare. It's the one in which I always burn the cakes. Just as I light the loaded fire, a space invader lands. It's full of cops and bureaucrats, bouquets of final demands. And I see my life flash before me again, slipping through my hands. The sound of harvest close.
CFM is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in Bristol a voice.
And shadows fight with men of straw in pockets of derision while mother checks upon sons. Full of paper, tied up rats.
You're listening to BCFM. My name's DJ Spungold, and today it's all about the legend John Peel. Now, one of the last shows that I ever listened to of John Peel, which was quite late in the night, I remember him playing a punk track and then following it by some organ pipe music, which I really liked about him. I thought he was completely random and just never failed to surprise me with some of his track selections. So this next track is a track that he played before. It's by Napalm Death and it's called Time Waits for No Slave. That's Napalm Death and it's called Time Waits for No Slave. Now, after that lovely bit of music, I think I'm going to play you something by Bob Marley, who was also somebody that John Peel very much liked. And after all, today is all about John Peel. This track's called Jammin'.
Jammin', jammin', jammin',
Are you jamming along at home? You're listening to BCFM. My name's DJ Spungold, and today is all about John Peel. In the background there, you've just heard the track Jammin' by Bob Marley. This next track I'm going to play you is by The Chameleons, and people used to send John Peel demo tapes all the time. And when he first heard the cassette tape by The Chameleons, he actually thought that he'd been given a really established band in the hope that he would fail to recognise it and look like a complete twat when he introduced it on his show as a new up-and-coming band that he'd found. Because, yeah, it was literally so good. In his book, Margrave of the Marshes, it says there by his wife Sheila that literally people used to come up to John everywhere and give him cassette tapes of their demos. She said it didn't matter whether they were in the supermarket, down the local pub, just walking down the street, someone would always come up to John and just hand him over a demo tape. And she said that this probably made the difference between some of them who really, really wanted to make it and people who didn't. If they're just always carrying the tape on them in the event that they might just happen to bump into John Peel, because she said there's no way on earth that they absolutely must have known where they were going. I mean, it's not like these days when you have Twitter where someone puts, oh, I'm off down to this pub and things like that. And she said that people should carry demo tapes around of them just like an organ card, organ donor card, and have written on it, in the event of my death, I agree for this demo to be passed on to John Peel, which I thought was quite a lovely thing. So, yeah, going back to what I was saying, this next track is by The Chameleons and it's called Singing Rule Britannia. Hi, my name's DJ Spungold and you're listening to BCFM 93.2. I really hate to do that to a track, but unfortunately I'm running out of time. When I first agreed to do this show on John Peel, I was offered a 2-hour slot and I sort of panicked and said, oh, there's no way I could fill 2 hours, you know, just give me an hour. And then once I started doing my research and looking at everything about John Peel, I realised that I could have quite easily done the entire day. So yeah, I've cut that track off early, and the reason being is to leave you with my final track, which is by Roy Harper, and it's called When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease. Now, John Peel once said that he would like to die whilst putting a cassette into his car and accidentally, like, driving off a cliff or something. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. He died whilst on holiday with his wife of a heart attack in Peru back in the 21st of October 2004. And yeah, this song, When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease, was a song that was played at his funeral, and it's the track that I'd like to leave you with. I've been DJ Spungold. Please continue to listen for the rest of the day, because it's all about John Peel, right here on BCFM 93.2.
When the day is done And the boss bun in the umpire's pocket away. And all remains in the groundsman's pace for the rest of time and the day. There'll be one mad dog and his master pushing for four with the spin on a dusty pitch with 2 pounds 6 of willow wood in the sun when an old cricketer leaves the crease. You never know whether he catching a fleeting glimpse of a 12th.